Now, the GAA have moved to ban counties and clubs from promoting charities and causes on their jersey. Central Council moved in the proposal on Saturday to prohibit the practice, officially prohibiting counties and clubs from promoting charities and causes on any part of their jersey. With me in the line top of this is John Fogarty, who had the story in the Irish Examiner. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
What's been going on here? Has there been too much of this going on, or what are we talking about here? Is it like, you know, side sponsorships on or general ones we're talking about?
Well, Jerry, it's interesting. It comes in the week that the GAA launched their... So maybe they're trying to get a bit more control of the idea, but it's not like the Wild West in any shape or form, and I think it is a bit unnecessary in many ways. I understand there are a couple of Munster counties who had come together and had a group with their jerseys in the forthcoming Munster Senior Hurling Championship. Obviously, that's under threat now because of this. And obviously, we know Mayo earlier this year with our charity partners, Mindspace, attempted to do something and raise awareness for the LGBTQ plus community by wearing rainbow colours, and that was rejected. So clearly, they're trying to put more control on the whole issue, Jerry, but the question is it really necessary? Joe Brawley, obviously, this week has... given out about it, and I can understand where he's coming from. Joe obviously is very involved with Off for Life. Off for Life is obviously the organ donation charity, or awareness I should say, and they feature prominently on a lot of club jerseys, and now that's under threat now, you imagine, as well, Jerry.
Is it about controlling the message or controlling the corporate side of things here, that clubs and counties can't be going and doing off their own things whenever they want, that the GAA, from a strictly branding point of view, shall we say, the GAA keeps control of that?
You would hope, Kerry, it's not from the corporate side of things, because for a community-based organisation, listen, money makes the world go round and it makes the GAA go round, but you would hope, you would certainly hope that it isn't from a corporate point of view. You never know, you know, possibly their associate sponsors might have been onto them about this, and maybe that whole area, that branding might have been saturated or flooded in a way, and upset that it has become an issue from Jerry. But you know, I don't know, I don't get who this is hurting really at the end of the day. You know, we have seen the likes of Dublin and AIG give up, certainly when the Vodafone were with them, and AIG, you know, they've given up their jersey space to promote charities. Now obviously we see in other sports like in rugby and that area, in soccer as well, that area on the jersey being given up to promote local businesses and things like that, competitions have run, but charities I don't think should be losing out as a result of this, and it is a real pity. There are some very good ideas in the works from what I'm hearing, but now they're all in jeopardy because of this decision taken by the Central Council at the weekend.
Now, the Art Corner saying there are other ways to raise awareness for charities and causes without altering playing gear. I wonder, will we find out what their ideas are?
Well, is it going to be rattling the bucket, Jerry? You know, that's my concern now, because you know, there's no cash at games anymore, which obviously was something that we raised in the Irish Examiner last year. That was we were speaking to Age Action, and that's obviously is a big thing. I think it took a year really to bed in, and there's a lot of calls now for, you know, for especially for OEPs and what have you, for them to have a cash only style at games, especially with the championship only around the corner next week. Those things have to be considered as well, but I would imagine it is a case of, you know, whether it's in programs or whether it's people outside matches rattling buckets again. You know, I just think this idea of raising awareness is not hurting anybody in any shape or form, and it seems as unnecessary to me, Jerry, as banning joint captains, which obviously the GAA had to roll back from, and I would imagine in the future they might have to look at this again, because it doesn't seem to have gone down well at all.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, John, separately, I know permission was also given for Croke Park and the future Casement Park, if we can call it that, because that's yet to be redeveloped, to be part of a proposal. Like, we're busy trying to qualify for the Euro 2024 championships, but this is Euro 2028.
Yes, Jerry, this is part of it. We initially thought that there was going to be more GAA stadium made available, and I think the GAA might have believed that as well. But now it only appears to be Croke Park and Caseman Park. And listen, this joint effort, I would imagine, is, you know, Caseman Park has been stalled so long now. I was at one of the last games there, and it, you know, if you're to see it now, obviously driving into Belfast, you can still see it on the left hand side in the floodlights and what have you. But it's a real shame. Corrigan Park is obviously where Antrim has been playing a lot of the games. Kerry Hurlers have played up there, and you know, it's grand, it's fine, but it's not for the size of the county of Antrim. It's not good enough. But this, Jerry, seems to be the vehicle in which Caseman Park can get done, and the sooner it happens, the better. Obviously, the GAA have said that they're not going to commit any more money to it. They have said they're going to contribute a certain amount. They don't want to add any more to that, as much as there has been inflation. It's not their fault that the whole thing has been stalled.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's about time, Jerry, that it happens. And if it is the Euro 2028 bid that gets it over the line, then so be it.
And so be it. Okay, John. Finally, are they clamping down on selectors on the sidelines?
Yeah. A few of them have been Mayor Ishkas, and listen, the Mayor Fornia thing, I don't think we've seen the end of it, Jerry. I think the managers still have to get, I know Jack O'Connor has said a few things about it in the past, as is John Kiley, Davy Fitzgerald too, that they need to get the message out onto the pitch, and the fact that they're being hamstrung in that regard, people are coming up with ingenious ways of getting the message across, but the GAA seems to be clamping down. I don't think we've seen the end of it. I think it's going to have to be returned in some shape or form, albeit in a controlled manner, in the next year or two.
Okay, John, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
No problem.
That's John Fogarty of the Irish Examiner. There you go. Selectors, stay in your dugouts, is what the GAA is saying.